This is Film for Thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
What is it about revenge that draws us into the sort of the genre of revenge movies, which really usually involves an older than younger man? And I mean that to say someone who used to be what would be past the point that they used to refer to before people stayed younger for longer as over the hill, which was used to be looked at as 40. The Charles Bronson, the Clint Eastwood, the Liam Neeson, and recently Denzel Washington, and now currently in theaters now, John Wick, played by Keanu Reeves, who has been in hiding for many years, and was his last relevant film moment came during the Matrix franchise. So here Keanu is playing the part, as they say, and that's a man who usually is unattached to anyone, because really, if he was attached to anyone in a loving relationship, they would quickly be very alienated by the amount of violence that, and generally, the violence is understood as a reaction to loss, and it's socially acceptable for men to react that way by murdering a bunch of people, usually gangsters. In this case, John Wick has Keanu. His dog is killed, and if you think about it, there's really nothing more offensive than seeing a puppy dog. Actually, too, it was a baby puppy who's killed. He's beaten up and his car is stolen, and his puppy is killed. So that's right after his wife has died. So really, if you needed a reason to get behind Keanu's bloodthirst and his massive murdering spree, it's the puppy. And if not the puppy, then the car, which is a 69 Mustang. So in terms of revenge movies, what we're seeing is that the anti-hero acting out sort of the ego would hold back, and that would be the id's response, the id's lust for violence. And really, anybody, well, usually young punks are the ones that pay the price. In this case, those are played by Russian gangsters, but usually it's the young punks, and it's the older generation being reactionary and holding back the violence that they would like to enact on those millennials, which comes forth here as Keanu takes care of business in New York City, and it's really well done.